should tell the hour. This thy day's work, I'd not believe thy deeds. When I'll report it, where senators shall mingle tears with smiles, where great patricians shall attend and shrug at the end of mine, where ladies shall be frighted and gladly quaked, hear more. Where the dull tribunes, that with the fusty plebeians hate thine honours, shall say against their hearts, we thank the gods our Rome has such a soldier.
Pray now no more. My mother, who has a charter to extol her blood, when she does praise me, grieves me. I have done as you have done, that's what I can. Induced as you have been, that's for my country. He that has but affected his good will hath o'erta'en mine act.
You shall not be the grave of your deserving. Rome must know the value of her own. Therefore I beseech you, in sign of what you are, not to reward what you have done. Before our army hear me.
I have some wounds upon me, and they smart to hear themselves remembered.
Should they not, well might they fester against ingratitude and tempt themselves with death. Of all the treasure in this field and sheaves and city, we render you the tenth, to be taken forth before the common distribution at your only choice.
I thank you, General. I cannot make my heart consent to take a bribe to pay my sword. I do refuse it, and stand upon my common part with those that have beheld the doing. May these same instruments which you profane never sound more. When drums and trumpets shall in the fields prove flatterers, let courts and cities all be made of false faced soothing.
For that I have not washed my nose that bled, or foiled some debile wretch, which without note here's many else have done. You shout me forth in acclamations hyperbolical, as if I loved my little, should be dieted in praises sourced with lies.
Too modest, I. More cruel to your good report than grateful to us that give you truly. By your patience, if against yourself you be incensed, we'll put you, like one that means his proper harm, in manacles. Then reason safely with you.
Therefore be it known, as to us, to all the world, that Caius Marcius wears this war's garland, and from this time, for what he did before Caryli, call him with all the applause and clamor of the host, Caius Marcius Coriolanus.
Caius Marcius Coriolanus. Coriolanus.
Bear the addition nobly ever.
I will go wash, and when my face is fair, you shall perceive whether I blush or not. The gods begin to mock me. I that now refuse most princely gifts am bound to beg of my lord general.
Take it. It is yours. What is it?
I sometime lay here in Caryli at a poor man's house. He used me kindly. He cried to me. I saw him prisoner. But then Ophidius was within my view, and wrath overwhelmed my pity. I request you to give my poor host freedom.
Oh, well begged. Were he the butcher of my son, he should be free as the wind. Deliver him, Titus.
Marcius, his name.
That Jupiter forgot. I am weary. Yea, my memory is tired. Are we no wine here?